Srila Prabhupada ki jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Astotra Satya Shishimad Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada Thakur ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavini ki ISKCON BBT Founder Charya Srila Prabhupada ki Acharya Lovelace Thakur ki Premsiko Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki Sri Vrindavan Dham ki Mathura Dham ki Navarit Mayapur Dham ki Sri Jagannath Puri Dham ki Ganga Mayi Jamuna Mayi ki Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi ki Sri Guru Parampara ki Grantarath Srimad Bhagavatam ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Guranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Amaginati Mirangisya Ganaman Ganasha Lakaya Chakshuran Militam Jainatas Mai Sri Guru Venama. Sri Chaitanya Manuvishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakara Madhyam Dharati Svaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utaparakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ramanathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Shcha Maum Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvashesha Shunyavari Pashyachari Shatarani Maum Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamani Sri Varshavana Vidivi Dayatai Kripa Dei Krishna Sambhana Vigyana Dayani Prabha Venamaha Madhura Utvala Prima Chasha Rupanoga Bhakti Da Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostu Te Namaste Gurvani Shimurtai Dina Tarine Rupanoga Virudhapi Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishwaraya Shakshad Vairagya Murtai Viplambara Sambhode Parambu Jaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sarchitta Ananda Namane Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanoga Varaya Te Gaura Vibhava Bhumeshtvam Yudhishta Sarchana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Voma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Banchakal Patru Vishakripa Sindhu Beva Chapatitana Bhavani Vivaishna Bevyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadnyaya Krishna Prema Praya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namari Gori Vishnu Maha Panchatatvamakam Krishnam Bhakti Rupa Surupakam Bhakti Avatara Bhakti Akhyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kandadara Kantana Mostu Te Jayatam Surutur Pangur Mama Mandir Matir Gati Matsavasha Parambhau Jau Shri Varamadana Mohanau Tipit Vinadanya Kalpadrumada Srimantur Nagar Shinhashanasto Shri Sivar Shri Lago Vindeva Prishtalabhi Sevi Manas Marami Shri Mandra Sarasaram Vivang Shiva Tata Tastata Karshan Venus Vanayar Gopir Gopinata Shri Etuna सप्तकंचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुति देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा श्रीवासी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय नमस्ते तेजस्तेजसे आव्यभिर्भावज्रनक्कवज्रंस्तकमासेन्दरंदयरंदयतमोग्रस्सग्रसाः उभयम् उभयमात्मनि भूयिष्ठकम् क्रौं अजेष्ठं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्. So we're reading from Canto 2 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 1, Text 12. This is on the board. So please repeat after me. Kim pramattasya bahubi
Kim pramattasya bahubi
Parokshar hayanayak iha
Parokshar hayanayak iha
Varam muhurtam viditam गतते श्रेयसेयता किं प्रमत्तस्य
बहुभिः
परोक्षार्हायनाय रिह वरं मुहूर्तं विदितम् गतते श्रेयसेयता किं प्रमत्तस्य
बहुभिः
परोक्षार्हायनाय रिह वरं मुहूर्तं विदितम् गतते श्रेयसेयता
To má dlouhý život, který je promarněn neskušenými, je jedna chvíle plného vědomí, protože ta je člověku začátkem hledání jeho vyššího zájmu. Význam. Srila Šukadeva Gosvámi Maharádžu Parikšita poučil o tom, jak důležité je zpívání svatého jména pána pro každého pokrokového čestného člověka. Aby povzbudil krále, kterému zbývalo pouhých 7 dní života, Srila Šukadeva Gosvámi prohlašuje, že nemá žádný význam žít stovky let a nevědět přitom nic o problémech života. je lépe žít aspoň chvíli s plným vědomím toho, jaký vyšší zájem se má naplnit. Nejvyšší životní zájem je věčný, plný poznání a blaženosti. Ti, kteří matou vnější rysy hmotného světa a nutkají je zvířecím sklonům žít stylem jest, pij a buď veselý, jednoduše promarňují své životy, zatímco jim neviditelně ubíhají cenné roky. Máme si být dokonale vědomi toho, že lidský život dostává podmaněná duše proto, aby dosáhla duševního úspěchu. A nejsnadnějším způsobem, jak toho cíle dosáhnout, je zpívat svaté jméno Pána. V předchozím verši jsme tento bod do určité míry rozebírali a můžeme se ještě dále poučit o různých typech přestupků proti chodidlům svatého jména. Šrila Jiva Gosvami pravdu cituje o přestupcích u chodidel svatého jména mnoho statí z autentických písem a mistrovsky tyto údaje vysvětluje. Vishnu Yamala Tantri Šrila Jiva Gosvami dokazuje, že pouhým zpívaním svatého jména Pána je možné se osvobodit od dopadů všech příbů. Příklady citátu z Markandeya Purány Šri Gosvamiji říká, že nikdo nemá hanobit o dané Pána a nemá ani poslouchat, jak někdo jiný o dané Pána znevažuje. O daný by měl tomuto neutrhačit, vyříznout jazyk, aby pomlouvám zamezil. A pokud to nemůže udělat, má raději spáchat sebevraždu. Než aby poslouchal, jak se na odolného Pána stavují pomluvy. Člověk tedy nemá poslouchat ani dovolit odsouzení odolného Pána. Pokud jde o rozlišování svatého jména Pána od jmén polobohů, zjevená písma dávají najevo, že všechny neobyčejné mocné bytosti nejsou nic jiného než nedílné součástí nejvyšší energie Pána Krišny. Kromě Pána samotného je každý podřízený, nikdo není na Pánu nezávislý, nikdo není mocnější než energie nejvyššího Pána, a nikdo se jí nevyrovná. Nikdo proto nemá tak mocné jméno, jako má Pán. Zpívání svatého jména Pána lze získat slíbenou energii ze všech zdrojů současně. Nelze proto klást nejvyšší svaté jméno Pána s nějakým jiným jménem na stejnou úroveň. Brahma, Šiva nebo kterýkoliv jiný mocný bůh se nikdy nemůže rovnat nejvyššímu Pánu Višnovi. Mocné svaté jméno Pána může bez odporu každého zbavit zpětných účinků jeho příchů. Ale kdo této transcendentální síly svatého jména Pána chce využívat ke svým nekalým činnostem, je ta nejpokleslejší osoba na světě. Těmto osobám Pán ani kterýkoliv jeho prostředník nikdy neodpustí. Člověk tedy má svého života využít tomu, aby všemi prostředky a bez přestupků oslovoval Pána. Taková náplň života, byť je na chvíli, se nikdy nedá srovnat s dlouhým životem nevědomosti, jaký mají stromy a další živé bytosti, které mohou žít tisíce let, aniž by se zabývali duševním rozvojem.
Kim pramatasya bahubi parokshar hayanai riha varam muhurtam viditam kotate shriyase yata.
Jakou cenu má dlouhý život, který je promarněný neskušenými léty v tomto světě? Lepší je jedna chvíle plného vědomí, protože ta je člověku začátkem hledání jeho vyššího zájmu.
Kam kroti vachalam bhangam nagayate gnim yat kripataram vande shri gnitaram. Just so happened that yesterday in the Bhagavatam class the word apramattasya appeared. So this is the opposite word. Apramattasya means to be very careful on the path of spiritual life. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is stressing that we should take care to avoid offenses to the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada once told a story. When he was a young boy, he was playing with matches.
Prabhupada dal jeden příběh, když byl mladý chlapec, ještě tak hrál se sirkami.
And while playing with matches, his dhoti caught on fire. So, by good fortune, one man was passing by, so saw this, and he rolled little Obai, which was Prabhupada's name at that time, he rolled him on the ground until the fire was put out.
Akorát se stalo, že nějaký člověk šel vedle a malého Abhaje, což bylo Prabhupádovo jméno, kotal po zemi, dokud se neuhasil ten oheň.
So, the holy name of the Lord can also be compared to fire.
Toto jméno Pána může být také porovnáno k ohni.
Now you can do many good things with fire.
Takže můžeme udělat hodně dobrých věcí s ohněm.
We cook our food, isn't it? We cook food for the deity. Using fire. So it is nourishing to us. And also, fire can destroy all sorts of unwanted trash, garbage.
Oheň taky může zničit nechtěný třeba smetí.
And fire heats the home. But also, if one is careless, pramattasya, bewildered, if one is a fool, then fire can become in his hands very, very
dangerous.
So Srila Prabhupada, in telling this story, the point was that just as when I was a child, I played with fire and almost lost my life. So similarly, if we play with the holy name of the Lord, if we're not serious in our chanting, and we allow these 10 offenses to creep in, then the effect will be ruinous to our spiritual
life. On to povídky byl, že jako když osoba se nemůže hrát s ohněm, tak taky se svatým jménem se nemůže hrát a osoba se nemůže nesmí stát zmatenou nebo že se nebude starat o jeho svaté jména a jeho duchovní život, když si to udělá, je zničen.
Therefore, in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, in the matter of everything in Krishna consciousness, a sincere devotion to the spiritual master is very required. Lord Krishna has told Uddhava, evam guru upasana yaika bhaktya vidyakulartena shitena dhira viviksha jiva ashayanam apramata. So apramata, my word is used. So in this verse Krishna is telling Uddhava that if one desires success in spiritual life, then he has to worship the spiritual master with very great devotion.
Tady v tomto verši Krishna říká Uddhavovi, že jestli osoba chce úspěch v duchovním životě, tak musí uctívat duchovní učitele s velkou odaností.
Evam guru upasana yaika. Upasana means worship. Guru, of course, means spiritual master. So guru upasana, bhaktya, with devotion. Worship the guru with devotion.
Takže guru upasana bhaktya znamená uctívání guru s odaností.
And when we do this, then the spiritual master, he gives us the weapon, vidya kulartena, the axe of discriminating knowledge.
A potom, když tohle uděláme, tak nám duchovní učitel dá zbraň, dá nám sekiru která rozlišuje jako poznání.
Which is described as shitena, which means it is extremely sharp. So in order to receive this act of knowledge, the disciple must be dhira. Dhira, I think you probably know what that means. It means to be very sober, self-controlled, serious-minded.
Aby dostal tuto sekiru jako poznání, tak osoba musí být dhira, sebe ovládaná osoba a seriózně vážná.
And then, with that weapon of knowledge, viviksha, one cuts. What do we cut?
Takže s touto zbraní poznání
so what we cut is jiva ashayana. This is very interesting. Jiva, of course, refers to the spirit soul. Ashayana means the place in which the spirit soul is resting.
Takže jiva ashayana to znamená jiva znamená živá duše. Ashayana znamená místo, kde živá duše přebývá.
So where is the jiva resting?
Takže kde se jiva
resting in the subtle body, which is composed of mind, intelligence, false ego. And the subtle body, in turn, is resting in the gross physical body. And the jiva is attached to this gross physical body because of the subtle body. So, all of our mundane attachments, mundane emotions, mundane ideas, they all arise out of this subtle body.
Všechny naše světské emoce a všechny světské koncepce a všechno vychází z tohoto subtilního těla.
So this idea, jiva ashayana, it's giving the picture of it's just like a bed, one sleeping in bed. So the bed is the subtle body. So one is sleeping, the soul is sleeping and dreaming.
Takže duše spí a sní.
And these dreams are all, of course, the illusion of material existence.
A tyto všechny sny jsou ovšem sny iluze této hmotné existence.
So Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he demands Arjuna to get up out of this sentimental sleeping state.
Takže Krishna Bhagavad Gita Arjunu aby se nařizujeme, aby vstal z tohoto sentimentálního spícího stavu.
That's the ashayana, that's the resting place of the jiva. Sentimental. Senta means the senses, mental means the mind. Again, referring to the subtle body.
To je vlastně místo odpočinku jivy. Sentimentální znamená senty, znamená smysly, mentální znamená mysli. Takže to je znovu místo, kde počívá
So Sri Krishna tells Arjuna, Tvaibhyam mas magama partha natatvaipadyate. My dear Arjuna, Tvaibhyam, give up this petty weakness of heart. Tvaibhyam mas magama partha natatvaipadyate. It does not become you. This is not your proper nature.
On říká Arjunovi, Arjuna, zdej si tyto slabosti v srdci. To ti nepřísluší. Zdej si tyto slabosti.
Chudram hridaya dova balyam. All this, Krishna speaking directly to Arjuna, that all of these words, all of these things you've been telling me, why? You cannot fight in this battle. These are just kshudra, means insignificant. Hridaya Dorbalyam means a weakness of heart. Petty weaknesses of heart. This is why you don't want to do
it.
So, therefore, Krishna is saying, how these impurities come over you, Arjuna? Because you are actually Parantapa. Parantapa means very powerful warrior. Of all the warriors on this battlefield, you are the most powerful. So, Tyaktvotishta Parantapa. O Parantapa, O mighty warrior, give up this petty weakness, this sentimentality, and stand up, Utishti, get up. In other words, Krishna is saying, Utishta. The Vedas are also saying, Utishta, Utishta, Jagrut, Prapya. Tamasi Mam Jyotir Gama. Come out of the darkness into the light. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bodh. All these statements are there.
Krishna vyzýva Arjuna, aby se zvednul, Vedy taky říkají, jako dostaňte se z temnoty a přijďte před světlo, taky Jeev Jago, jako probuďte se duše, všechny tyto tvrzení existují.
This is the eternal message of Godhead to the living entity.
Toto je věčný vzkaz božství živým bytostem.
Get up out of that bed of sentimental ignorance.
Vstaňte z této postele sentimentální nevědomosti.
Stop living your life as directed by this chudram hridaya daurabalyam, these petty weaknesses of the heart.
Přestaňte žít životem těchto slabostí srdce.
Petty weakness of the heart means we put something very insignificant between ourselves and Krishna.
Ta slabost srdce znamená, že dáváme úplně něco bezvýznamného mezi nás a Krishna.
The goal of life is Krishna.
Cíl života je Krishna.
But we make something else the goal of our life.
A my uděláme něco jiného cílem života.
And that something else can only be something foolish and insignificant.
A to něco jiného může být jenom něco bláznivého, bezvýznamného.
You see, we may make something, some sense object, the goal of our life.
Můžeme udělat nějaký smyslový objekt cíle našeho života.
Or something more subtle in the mind.
A nebo něco moc subtilního v mysli.
Or even more subtle in the intellect.
A nebo ještě subtilnějšího v intelektu.
Or simply the principle of false ego itself.
A nebo jednoduše princip falešného ega samotného.
Like the Mayavadis.
Jako Mayavadis.
They give everything else up, but they can't give up the idea, I'm God.
Oni se vzdají všeho ostatního, ale jenom si nemůžou vzdát nápad, já jsem Bůh.
So all of this is insignificant, petty, foolishness.
Tohle je všechno bezvýznamné.
Petty means unimportant.
To je všechno nedůležité, jako bezvýznamné.
So Krishna is demanding Arjuna, give this up.
Krishna,
so, by this devotion to Guru, we get the axe, Vidyukulartena, the axe, sharp axe by which we can cut our soul free of all these sentimental attachments. So, Raviksha Jiva Ashayanam Apramatta. Cutting ourselves free of the resting place of the Jiva means Apramatta. It means that one is progressing in spiritual life without being deviated.
To znamená useknout se prakticky od toho místa, kde Jiva je umístěna, počívat, je vlastně dělat, co to znamená dělat pokrok v duchovním životě bez deviací nebo deviací.
Krishna tells Uddhava that you must keep this axe with you at all times.
Krishna říká Uddhavovi, ty musíš nosit tuto sekeru vždycky s sebou.
You can never set it down until that day that you've actually entered the spiritual world.
A nikdy nemůžeš odložit až do dne, když opravdu vstoupíš do duchovního světa.
Then, of course, you won't need this weapon to protect you against Maya, because there's no Maya in the spiritual world.
A potom nebudeš potřebovat toto zbraň, aby ti dala záštitu od Maya, protože Maya v duchovním světě neexistuje.
So we must always be vigilant to protect our spiritual advancement.
Takže vždycky musíme být opatrní a vzemí, aby jsme ochránili náš duchovní pokrok.
And we must have full faith in our spiritual master.
A musíme mít úplnou víru v duchovního učitele.
He's given us this weapon.
On nám dal tuto zbraň.
So you better have faith in it.
Takže bychom radši měli mít víru.
Because Maya is sending so many enemies. Actually, they said there are 6 enemies of the soul. These are lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. So these enemies are always attacking us. Even when we sit down and try to chant our japa in the morning, they all parade in front of our minds. Miss Lust comes dancing. Smiling and trying to attract. And then Mr. Anger comes, wow, look at that guy, why is he chanting like this? And then maybe we, as we're chanting, we smell something being cooked in the kitchen. And then the greed comes, this smells good, I want to eat this now.
Zacítíme něco, že se tváří v kuchyni, tak přijde chtíč a chamtivost a řekne, o, já chci jíst toto teďka.
Madness may come. Sometimes we see some devotees, when they're chanting, they start to go like this. Then the other Prabhus are saying, please, Prabhu, stop this, but they won't stop.
Někdy takhle bláznivost přijde, že někdo když mantruje, takhle dělá a poslední mu říkají, Prabhu, přestaň s tím, ale on nemůže.
And anyway. So these enemies are there, even when we chant Hare Krishna.
Takže tyto nepřátelé jsou tady dokonce, když zpíváme Hare Krishna.
And if we allow them to invade our consciousness as we chant Hare Krishna mantra, then we will make these 10 offenses.
A jestli necháme, aby vstoupili do našeho vědomí za to, co zpíváme Hare Krishna mantra, tak budeme dělat těchto 10 urážek.
So you must have the axe ever ready.
Takže musíte mít připravenou sekiru.
You must, as I said, have full faith. My spiritual master has given me this weapon, and this weapon is enough to drive off all these enemies. Therefore, we must worship the spiritual master with great devotion in order to keep the weapon potent.
Proto musíme uctívat duchovní učitele s velkou oddaností, aby jsme udrželi tuto zbraň mocnou.
In the Vedic, in the Danur Veda, the Vedic science of fighting, there were very powerful weapons.
Danur Veda, která se zabývá bojem.
For instance, the weapons wielded by a warrior like Arjuna are all weapons granted by demigods. Now these weapons had to be worshipped. That's how they remained powerful. So a Kshatriya, he would always be garlanding his weapons, putting sandalwood paste on them, chanting mantras, because they're weapons of demigods. The demigods had to be. So similarly, spiritual master has to be pleased with us. And then the knowledge that he has given us will act. This was shown by Srila Madhavendra Puri. He had two disciples by which he instructed the entire world. By through whom these two disciples he instructed the entire world. One of these disciples was Ishwara Puri and the other one was Ramachandra Puri. So Ishwara Puri, of course, is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ishwara Puri rendered so much service to his Guru Maharaj. When Madhavendra Puri was very old and ill, then Ishwara Puri was taking care of all of his spiritual master's needs. So therefore, Ishwara Puri was blessed by his spiritual master with potent transcendental knowledge. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with Ishwara Puri that he accepted him as spiritual master, although of course Lord Chaitanya is the original spiritual master. But Ramachandra Puri, on the other side, he did not have faith in the spiritual master. When he saw towards the end of his life, toward the end of his spiritual master's life, when he saw Madhavendra Puri was crying out, Mathura Napainu, Napainu Krishna. I did not attain Mathura, I did not attain Krishna. Then Ramachandra Puri took it that, Guru Maharaj, he is not been successful in spiritual life. So then he started to instruct his spiritual master. Don't lament like this, just meditate on Brahman. So then Madhavendra Puri said, get out of here, get out of my sight. If I leave my body seeing your face, then I don't know where I will go. So then this Ramachandra Puri, he later on became known as a great fault finder, a great critic of devotees. He used to like to go to places where Vaishnavas gathered, and then he would arrange a feast for the Vaishnavas. And he would feed everyone personally and tell them, eat more, eat more. And then after he had made sure everyone had eaten so much, then he would say, oh, what kind of holy men are you eating, overeating like this? Don't you know that a saintly person should not overindulge the tongue in gratification?
Co pak nevíte, že svaté osoby nemají uspokojovat jazyk v svých požitcích?
So like this, he would simply try to find fault.
Takže takovým způsobem by on pokoušel najít chyby.
And that was the sum and substance of his existence as a sannyasi.
A to byla celá podstata jeho existence jako sannyasi.
Otherwise, he was not able to inspire anyone to chant Hare Krishna. He was no kind of preacher. He was just a critic. So, therefore it is said, Madhavendra Puri instructed the whole world with these two disciples. So, Krishna addressed Arjuna as Parantapa. You remember I mentioned this. You are so powerful and yet you have become so weak by sentiment. So similarly, Krishna describes the soul, the living entity, the soul, as being the jnani, full of transcendental knowledge. But avritam jnanam etena, jnaninas nitya vairinam, kama rupena kaunteya dushpurnana lenacha. Unfortunately, that original transcendental knowledge or Krishna consciousness, the Krishna consciousness of each one of us, every soul has been covered by his eternal enemy.
Na neštěstí to věčné vědomí, Krishna vědomí, každého z nás je prakticky bylo překryté tím věčným nepřátelem.
What is that eternal enemy? Kama rupa. Lust, which burns like fire and is never satisfied. So, but actually in our constitution, in our actual own existence as spirit souls, we are all transcendental, eternally liberated devotees of the Supreme Lord.
Ale v naší původní existenci jako duše, že jsme všichni transcendentální, čistí odaní Krishna.
So, we should have confidence.
Takže měli bychom být důvěru.
We should not succumb to this foolish illusion of lust. And then become a weak and quivering mass of jelly in the material world. Jelly. You know, like there's this fish in the ocean, this kind of jellyfish. You know, this sort of. There's this thing in the water, jellyfish.
Takže, abychom nebyli jako hromada žele, který se třese na hmotný svět.
What is Bhagavatam is asking, what is the value of such a life? Better to have a moment of full consciousness. We can, even if we have to give up this body very soon, better we come to that stage of divya jnana, transcendental knowledge. Just like Srila Prabhupada said that Shankaracharya, he lived only 32 years. Jesus Christ also only lived, it is said, for some 32, 33 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also only was on this planet for 48 years. So some materialist may say, oh, I don't want to take up this Krishna consciousness because their lives are so short. But what's the use of living a long, long life completely in ignorance? Completely bewildered, not knowing what is to be done, what is not to be done. Not knowing the purpose of life. Simply sleeping. And dreaming all sorts of crazy sentimental nonsense. So no, you are actually jnani. You are actually full of transcendental knowledge. And the spiritual master is here to open your eyes to that fact. Chakku dano dilo je. The spiritual master opens our eyes which are darkened with ignorance. And divya jnana hride prakashito. In our hearts, he reveals this divya jnana, this divine knowledge of Krishna
consciousness.
So one who receives this knowledge, he has the weapon, the sharp weapon, by which he can cut himself free of illusion.
Ten, který má toto poznání, má ostrou zbraň, kterou si může prorazit iluzi.
So, you must keep this weapon sharp.
Takže musíme udržovat toto zbraň ostrou.
By always hearing.
Vždycky naslouchání.
And always following, acting upon what you hear from the Sri Guru Parampara.
Vždycky následování toho, co slyšíme před Sri Guru Parampara.
And especially as Sankirtan devotees, you are in a very good position to test or to act upon this knowledge every day. Just like Kshatriyas are always happy when there's a fight. As I said, they're worshipping their weapons and they're also practicing with them, practicing fighting. So when there's a fight, they become very happy. Let's go! So Sankirtan devotee's weapon is transcendental knowledge. And just like Srila Prabhupada's books, these are weapons, these are astras. So Sankirtan devotee has to go out in this dark material world and bring this sleeping conditioned souls, this transcendental knowledge. So it is a great fight, because the material energy wants to keep these conditioned souls in that ignorant state. So Srila Prabhupada, somewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, writes that the only business of the materialists is to simply make obstruction to Sankirtan. Everything they do, it amounts simply to this, that it just creates an obstruction for the Sankirtan movement.
Takže Prabhupada říká někde v Chaitanya Charitamrita, že jediná práce materialistů je, aby dělali překážku Sankirtanu, to je jediná jejich práce.
This is their whole business. They just want to slow down Lord Chaitanya's movement, stop it if they can. So therefore the eyes of a Sankirtan devotee have to be opened with transcendental knowledge to see the way around all the obstacles. Also the people you stop on the street, they also are making so many obstacles why they cannot take a book. Isn't it? That's generally their reaction. It's not often you meet someone who just looks at the book and says, I want to buy that. He starts to take the money from his pocket. No, generally everyone is dull. Everyone's mind is covered by the thick fog of ignorance. And when they see the light of transcendental knowledge beginning to pierce through their fog, they are immediately trying to stop it. No, no. It's too bright. Turn it off. So a Sankirtan devotee has to be expert. So Sankirtan devotee must be empowered by this same Dibya Gyan in Srila Prabhupada's book. Then he can see exactly the way to capture this person, to block all avenues of exit that he can't run away. And more or less force him to take Srila Prabhupada's books. Not force by pressure or something like that, but by force of superior knowledge. So, you are hearing and chanting every day, you are reading Srila Prabhupada's books every day. And you're going out to distribute these books. So you're in the ideal situ, you have an ideal opportunity to test this transcendental knowledge and become very, very expert on the field of battle. But again, this requires you to be apramata. You have to be very careful. So in your personal sadhana, you have to be very careful. And when you go out to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, likewise, be very careful, very attentive. Don't sleep. Don't space out. Don't dream. Be awake to the reality, to our duty as it is, and with full faith, with full determination, simply carry this duty out. And then in this way you'll be following Krishna's instructions to Arjuna. And just as all success came to Arjuna by surrendering to Krishna, so all success will come to the faithful, determined Sankirtan devotee.
Takže jako veškerý úspěch přišel Arjunovi, protože poslouchal nařízení Krišny, taky veškerý úspěch přijde Sankirtanu oddanému.
Are there any questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.